Blackstone Audio presents Hearts Touched by Fire, the best of battles and leaders of the Civil War. Edited and with an introduction by Harold Holzer, with contributions by James M. McPherson, James I. Robertson, Jr., Stephen W. Sears, Craig L. Simons, and Joan Waugh. Dedication. In memory of John Y. Simon, a leader who led battles and knew the war's greatest general best of all. Introduction by Harold Holzer. The most popular, influential, and enduring collection of first-person Civil War memoirs ever published could trace its origins to a good-natured inter-office debate between two young magazine editors. In July 1883, just a few days after the 20th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, Clarence Clough Buell of the Century magazine initiated a lively discussion about the war with the colleague who sat at the next desk, fellow assistant editor Robert Underwood Johnson. Both men were barely 30. Buell was a scrappy New Yorker and alumnus of the New York Tribune staff. Johnson was a young Century veteran who could trace his roots to both the Confederate general, Bushrod Johnson, and a Union politician, Indiana Governor Oliver P. Morton. The question they argued that fateful day was, which Civil War engagement deserved to be ranked as the bloodiest battle of them all? Buell contended that the gruesome distinction belonged to Chickamauga, where one-third of all troops were killed or wounded in action in September 1863. Johnson insisted it was the June 1864 Union assault on Confederate breastworks at Cold Harbor, where casualty tolls reached 8,500. The two men could not agree on an answer that day. Chickamauga was, in fact, the costlier.